One of the arguments that is used to say 4th century Christians adopted the pagan Sol Invictus festival for Christmas is that earlier Christians did not celebrate birthdays of biblical heroes. They commemorated deaths. Now comes the great twist in our journey. It is precisely because they commemorated deaths that early Christians began identifying December 25th as the date of the Nativity. Welcome to what is called the calculations theory. Here's the theory in a nutshell. The early Christians, like their Hebrew forefathers, commemorated the deaths of their heroes and martyrs. Naturally, the early Christians were very concerned about pinpointing the precise date of Jesus' crucifixion. Although there was some disagreement, generally speaking, a consensus formed that Jesus died on March 25th. Now, there was another ancient Hebrew belief. Great men died on the anniversary of their conception. The early Christians held to this idea, particularly since they held that Jesus lived a perfect and complete life. So if Jesus died on March 25th, the incarnation would have been on March 25th. Since the Gospels give every indication Mary had a normal length pregnancy, what's 9 months from March 25th? December 25th. Sure, there are issues with this approach. For example, we today would reject the idea of dying on the exact day you were conceived. It's a more theological idea than a biological one. Also, there's no way to prove Mary carried the Christ child exactly 9 months. However, right now, declaring Jesus was actually born December 25th is not our task at hand. Our task is to show that a December 25th date marking Jesus' birth not only came about independent from the pagan Sol Invictus festival, but predates it. Remember, the Sol Invictus festival was inaugurated in 274 AD. So what we're looking for is evidence of Christians identifying December 25th before that. Sure enough, we get it. Encyclopedia Britannica declares, December 25th was first identified as the date of Jesus' birth by Sextus Julius Africanus in 2021 and later became the universally accepted date. Sextus Julius Africanus was a Roman Christian historian. He placed the incarnation on March 25th and thus Jesus' nativity on December 25th. Perhaps even earlier, 2nd and 3rd century Christian theologian Hippolytus of Rome, in his commentary on Daniel, stated the nativity occurred December 25th from an entry in Encyclopedia Roma titled Sol Invictus in Christmas. And though this statement may be a later interpolation, he, Hippolytus, reiterated several decades later, in AD 235, that Jesus was born 9 months after the anniversary of the creation of the world, which Hippolytus believed to have been on March 25th. The nativity, thus, would be on December 25th. Meanwhile, William J. Tye also beats the magic year of 274 AD with a vengeance. He details how assorted groups in the Eastern and Western churches wrestled to determine a date for Jesus' crucifixion. He shows that Latin Christians in Rome and North Africa, by the time of early church leader Tertullian, had fixed on Friday, March 25th, 29 AD. That March 25th, 29 AD wasn't actually a Friday, is beside the point. The point is Tertullian lived from 155 to 220 AD. In other words, at least 50 years before Aurelian established December 25th as a pagan festival, Christians widely scattered east to west had established December 25th for Christ's nativity. In fact, Tye argues Aurelian pinched December 25th from the Christians. He wrote, "The pagan feast, which the Emperor Aurelian instituted on that date in the year 274, was not only an effort to use the winter solstice to make a political statement, but also almost certain an attempt to give a pagan significance to a date already of importance to Roman Christians." Yeah, says Andrew McGowan, some early church leaders did make a connection between the winter solstice and Jesus' birth, as the pagans did with Sol Invictus. For example, the early church father Ambrose described Jesus as the true sun that outshine the fallen gods of the old order. But, says McGowan, early Christian writers never hint at any recent calendrical engineering. They clearly don't think the date was chosen by the church. Rather, they see the coincidence as a providential sign, as natural proof that God had selected Jesus over the false pagan gods. John Selden was a 17th century member of Parliament and one of the most learned men of his time. When the argument started to be made that Christmas was of pagan origins, he came to Christianity's defense. He showed that due to problems with the Julian calendar, an ancient tie was lost. The winter solstice on the Julian calendar was December 25th. And, he argued, the tie between the winter solstice and Christ's birth, in fact, goes back to the apostles. Ultimately, we don't need 17th century British parliamentarians to make our case. We need only the New Testament prophet Malachi. In a work attributed to Church Father Cyprian, published in 243 AD, we find this. Oh, how admirable and divine is the providence of the Lord, that on the day on which the sun was made, on the same day was Christ born. And so rightly did the prophet Malachi say to the people, the Son of Righteousness shall rise upon you with healing on his wings. Our journey these past 3 days has taken us through pagan territory, Hebrew tradition, early church fathers, mind-bending calculations, and the winter solstice. Let's assess this trip thus far. It is certainly natural to see the winter solstice, the returning of the light, as a symbol of Jesus' birth. We can see how this partners beautifully with calculations of Jesus' death and inception occurring on March 25th, 9 months before December 25th. We have enough evidence that this connection of Christ's nativity to December 25th far predates Sol Invictus, that Christians were already starting to commemorate the nativity on December 25th before Aurelian created the pagan festival. To conclude, the Christmas tradition was at worst emerging in parallel, and at best was becoming popular enough that Aurelian attempted to give the Jesus commemoration a pagan overhaul. And yet, does any of this mean Jesus was actually born on Christmas Day, December 25th? Is it possible to make that case at all? That's our next stop.